I graduated from Benton High School in May of 1947. I had had a part-time job at Montgomery Ward's after school and on weekends up until then. I made the large sum of 50 cents an hour. A friend of Claude's, Vern Larson, asked me to come and see him after graduation. He had an insurance agency, and I went to work for him and stayed about a year. Then I went to Lumberman's Insurance Agency, which is still a large agency in Bend, and worked there, typing policies. Had to put in all the details ourselves, and from there I went to Pacific Tell and Tell as a telephone operator. I loved that job, even with the crazy hours that I worked. This was the day when we only had one telephone company, and it was called Ma Bell. It also was a time when, as operators, we would have a headset on and plug into a board and sit down for our day's work. A light would come on the board and we would plug into it and say, "Number, please." The party would just give us a number, such as 251, and we would put the other plug into that number and ring the phone manually. The phones at that time had no dial of any kind. You simply picked it up and asked the operator for your number. Also, if there was a fire emergency in town, the volunteer fireman would call in and ask us where the fire was. The board would really light up, and we had to work extra fast to give out the details to the fireman. I started out with split shifts, such as 4 hours in the morning and four in the late afternoon or evening. I finally worked up my own seniority to choose my hours, and I then worked from 6 a.m. until 3 p.m. I liked that shift. I still had a lot of the day left. I worked there 2 years. Tom McNellis. Right after I graduated, I met Tom McNellis. He was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and grew up across the Delaware River in New Jersey. He had come to California and Oregon and had landed in Bend. He was working at the Fall River Fish Hatchery just past the ranch. I met him the day after my 18th birthday, July 5th, as I had gone to an air show with one of his co-workers, Glenn Garrison. The next week, Glenn called to tell me that Tom had cut his foot badly and was in the St. Charles Hospital in Bend. I laughed and said, "I'll have to go see him." And Glenn said, "Yes, you should, as he is new here and hasn't any friends nearby." So I trotted up to the hospital, couldn't remember his last name, and asked to see a fellow named Tom who had cut his foot open. They sent me back to the men's ward, and there he was with two women standing by the bed. I walked back, not knowing what to expect, and he seemed genuinely glad to see me. Turned out the two ladies were Glenn's mother and her friend who were bringing him some of the things he needed. I continued to visit with him twice a day until he was released, and then we started going together. Tom worked at the hatchery and also at Pacific Power and Light Company in Bend. He also tried working for 2 or 3 months near Shelton, Washington, at Camp Grisdale in the woods. The rain finally drove him back to Bend. Soon after that, he went to work at the Trailway Bus Depot as a ticket agent. His boss was Bill Crooks. That is where we made a lot of friends who are still in Bend to this day.